I think it's wonderful because it's the first time it's ever come across these shores, and because people will be able to see it out in the streets, being carried through the streets and villages and towns of Northern Ireland and going across the border. It's amazing because it'll encourage, I hope, another generation to get involved in sport, because very soon the games are going to happen and they'll be watching it on television.
Reflecting on your own success, what has it meant to you at this stage in your life, looking back now?
Well, it changed my life totally from the moment I stood on the rostrum and received the medal, because the troubles were at the height in Northern Ireland when I came home. And of course, I was used to, on many occasions when politicians might have been used, but because of the troubles that they weren't invited. And so I've kept a high profile over the years. I've kept involved in sport. I've been to all the Olympics from 1964 right through to 2004 in Athens. I didn't go to Beijing, but I'm getting the opportunity to go to London. So for me, it's just a way for me to encourage others to enjoy sport, because it gave me opportunities of travel and friendship, which wouldn't have happened had I not been so involved in sport.